With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump celebrating a great victory yesterday in South Carolina.
We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired.
Well, Nikki Haley is not dropping out of the presidential race following South Carolina's primary. Here's Greg Clugston.
Haley says she's not going anywhere and that ending her campaign now would be the easy path. The former South Carolina governor describes both Donald Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president. And Haley argues that most states haven't held their primaries yet and that people deserve a real choice. She says we don't anoint kings in this country. We have elections. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, two senators are calling on President Biden to take executive action to crack down on the number of packages from China that enter the United States duty-free.
The request comes from Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Republican Rick Scott of Florida. They're calling on the president to end duty-free treatment for e-commerce shipments valued at under $800. They say current policy unfairly benefits foreign companies and e-commerce platforms, but puts U.S. companies at a competitive disadvantage. Though some in the business community disagree, saying the duty-free treatment of low-cost goods speeds commerce and saves consumers money. Bob Agner reporting.
Facing a housing shortage, Oregon lawmakers considering a bill. It would tweak the state's pioneering land use law. The 1973 law placed growth boundaries on cities to prevent urban sprawl and to help preserve nature. This is SRN News. Well, persecution of Christians in Iran is climbing.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of young people in the United Kingdom think the Holy Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree that all books that contain perceived hate speech, including the Bible, should be removed from society. This is SRN News. Now, the most stolen books from San Francisco public libraries, those about recovering from addiction.
So now city officials want to provide universal access to free drug recovery books, including Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step recovery book. San Francisco City Supervisor Matt Dorsey has introduced legislation to create a program to distribute addiction recovery books for free at the city's 27 public libraries. A pilot program launched last April has distributed more than 2,600 books about beating addiction. John Scott reporting.
Inflation changing the way many Americans shop these days, fed up with prices that remain about 19% on average above where they were prior to the pandemic. Consumers are fighting back. Many grocery stores, they're shifting away from name brands to store brand items. More details at SRNnews.com.